We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Bob Lutz, Jeff Lutz.
You liked him before. So he's back with more.
The Drive on KFH.
Well, you wonder why I always dress in black. Why you never.
This might be my favorite Johnny Cash song.
Really?
Man in Black.
And why does my appearance.
Good stuff.
Interesting.
Debbie Lou, why do you say that? Why is it interesting?
Yeah, just not the conventional choice.
Well, I love that song.
It's fair.
Did you see the annual survey of NBA rookies?
No, I saw that they thought Cam Reddish was going to have the best career.
19% say Cam Reddish will have the best career, followed by Jay Morant, DeAndre Hunter, Zion Williamson down there tied with R.J. Barrett, Kobe White, and Jackson Hayes.
Interesting. It might be a little jealousy going on with Zion because clearly he's going to be a player. Just staying healthy will be his biggest key, I would say.
Well, you hope the kid stays healthy.
Yeah, he's an absolutely massive human being.
Steal of the draft was dubbed to be Bol Bol from the Denver Nuggets. Miami's Tyler Harrow, chosen as the best shooter, and Matisse Thybulle of the Philadelphia 76ers, the best defender. Morant, the best playmaker. This is one of the most intriguing rookie classes you'll ever see in the NBA.
Yeah, a lot of teams got good players in the draft that needed them. I'm interested in Memphis because they got Jaren Jackson last year, who's good, and now they got Morant. That could be a team to reckon with here in 2 or 3 years.
No, you got to want it. Are you going to watch a lot of NBA this year?
I'll do my best.
You won't.
I'll try.
But you won't. You'll be living out there around a bunch of coyotes.
Yeah, trying to fend those off.
With your bow and arrow.
Right.
If you can't listen to this show, all of it every day, you can download it on the podcast. Go to radio.com. It's a tremendous app. We'd want you to get that downloaded on your phone if you haven't done that already. Our shows are there. You can listen to them live streaming, or you can, as I said, get to the podcast, and you'll want to hear the Coyote segment.
No question about it, yeah.
Alarming. And we've gotten some good input about it, and nobody's called to tell this show you shouldn't worry.
No, they've given you tips on how to handle it.
They've given me tips, but, man, these things are.
And people have said don't worry. Chuck said you're putting on a performance and you shouldn't really care.
Chuck's wrong. I have genuine concern about my dog and every other dog and pet in Wichita. Don't let your dog out if you're not going out with them. It's my advice.
Right. Yeah.
Now, somebody did reassure me to say this stuff about coyotes being able to jump 6-foot fences might be urban legend. But I've also had people here the neighborhood alert say they leap over them like Bob Beamon.
We know they got hops. Coyotes are nothing if not good athletes.
And I don't even really want to think about it because now my wife texted me that we need to get a BB gun. I haven't had a BB gun since I was 10 years old.
I have never had a BB
gun. No, you've never had a BB gun.
Never really been interested in it.
I pressured my parents into getting me one.
Really? You pressured them?
Yes.
At 10?
I got down on the floor and threw a fit until I got my way. That's what only children do.
They do? Well, it doesn't go down like that in my house.
You struggle so much with this the conversation of this show.
I'm fine. I'm doing
You
well.
Are. You're looking at your computer screen. I'm looking right at you, talking to you.
I'm listening.
And not for more than 1 second can you look at me. There you go.
There. You happy? <You're, laughs> Makes me very uncomfortable.
Why is that?
It's not. I don't know.
It's socially awkward for you.
A little bit.
I teach our kids. I could have sworn I taught you this, that when you're talking to somebody, you look them right in the eye.
Well, some people don't know how, and some people don't feel comfortable doing it.
And you
that.
Don't flinch.
Okay, but that's not a blanket rule for everyone.
Why do you think I'm able to do it?
Different type of brain development.
Well, that's, again, you're just, you're
I'm a fidgety person.
You're a very interesting
person.
I'm
a nervous tick kind of guy.
You really are. You can't let that computer go. What are you looking at?
A lot of things.
What's on the screen right now?
Here's what was on the screen.
That's all I want to know.
There's been one of those, like, calling the police on an innocent African-American person doing nothing, and the person's name was Fry, and it happened in Royal Oak, Michigan, where Glenn Fry is from. So now, is this a relative? So I don't know.
So that's what, instead of focusing on the show.
My brain never stops, man. So
you can't just focus on what we're talking about?
I am focused, but I'm also focused on 38 other things.
Well, try not to
on in my brain.
Try not to divest your focus. Tomorrow on the show, Steve Lassen from Athlon Sports, as we continue to talk college football, we'll preview the Texas Longhorns with Austin American statesman columnist Kirk Bowles. And it'll be time to play the game tomorrow.
It will.
Later in the week, comedian Angela Johnson will be on this show.
Great.
Now, I've had people walk into this studio today before you got here telling me she's one of the funniest people they've ever seen.
Yeah, and I know that I've seen her. I just can't remember where.
That's all you got?
I just can't remember where I've seen her. So I'm going to have to...
A former Oakland Raiders cheerleader, Angela Johnson.
Yeah, maybe that's...
I doubt that's where you've seen her.
No, that's not where I've seen her, but maybe that's why I'm familiar with her, that I've heard
Hard Knocks tonight. They've basically given Antonio Brown an ultimatum. Mike Mayock, the general manager. You're either in or you're out.
Right.
He was at the practice facility today. He's proving to be... more trouble, potentially, than he's worth.
Probably.
I'm not quite ready to...
embrace him?
To push him aside, because obviously my team is the Raiders. And I applaud Mike Mayock for saying, listen, enough of this.
Well, you got to get the guy in the mix.
Exactly.
I don't think that's unreasonable.
Is this what we're going to deal with?
I think the helmet issue is probably somewhat legitimate and a real concern for Antonio Brown, but also he has to be...
Is it enough of a concern that he's not going to play football?
I don't know.
If it's not, play. If it is, leave.
There you have it. That's pretty much what
pretty
Mike Mayock said. You're either in or out.
If the helmet thing is causing you to think you don't want to play football, then don't play. We'll void your contract and you'll move on.
And everybody will be fine.
And your millions of dollars, we'll give it to somebody else.
Eventually. But they'll struggle this year.
Well, then they can't count on this guy. So why even worry about it?
I hear you. He's a malcontent to some degree.
Makes me mad. Hard Knocks episode 3 tonight. For those of you who keep track,
I'll watch it tomorrow, probably.
All right, Jeff will send you home with the final few words on the drive with Bob and Jeff. Back in a second.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.